They never talk about God. They don't have any Bibles, and they are really rich. This was the first description of our church I heard about 15 years ago. I was really intrigued and drawn to this place like all of you. My children grew up here. This church has become increasingly important to me. But one thing I've learned is that this church is not rich, at least not in terms of money. We are more like a lottery winner. The endowment money creates lots of confusion and new problems. We can pretend we are rich and spend this money in various ways until it is gone, but I really don't think we should do that. Unfortunately, this has been our default course of action. We cut outreach first, then we cut our fair share contributions to the UUA and the district. Then we dip into the principal of the endowment in order to balance our budget. Our capital projects take on an eerie feeling of inevitability because everyone knows we can take money from the endowment. We don't have to think and act like this. When I was a child, my church needed an organ. We were a much smaller church with a full-time minister and no other staff. We raised $100,000 for a new organ. The sense of anticipation was electric as we got closer and closer to our goal. This was a wonderful feeling, and this is the one thing I can think of that the Episcopal Church of my youth did better than the UU Church of Nashua. We don't actually have an endowment as the word is normally defined. An endowment is a financial structure that preserves the principal indefinitely and generates income through investment activity. Most colleges have an endowment, and the proceeds are used primarily to finance scholarships for students who can't afford the tuition. People like to leave money to an endowment because it has a lasting impact. Here's how an endowment is typically created. Farsighted people first write a document describing how the endowment is to be managed, how the proceeds will be computed and distributed. Then they conduct a capital campaign to raise some principal. In these early years, all the investment proceeds are typically fed back into the principal to help it grow large enough to generate useful income. A conservative endowment will distribute only the income generated by its investments. The appreciation of the investments is retained and the principal value grows over time. This growth eventually results in more income, but it requires a lot of patience. A less conservative endowment will distribute some of the appreciation as well, with the goal of maintaining the principal, but not necessarily encouraging it to grow. We don't have any infrastructure defining how our endowment is managed. We don't have a policy that specifies what to do when we receive money from a bequest. This is why I compare our church to a lottery winner. Without a clear definition of what we should do with this money, we agonize over it every single year. Some people want to save it, some people want to spend it. There are good arguments for every position, and we debate endlessly, as good UUs will. I love this old building, but it requires a lot more care than a modern building this size. I think the endowment could be a wonderful resource, not only to preserve this building, but to generate income for future generations of UUs. I also think that as much as we love debating, our endless debate over the endowment has been draining creative energy that could be put to much better uses. So I think we should write a document, approve it at the annual meeting, and put the endowment in its place. This document will specify how the endowment is to be managed, how proceeds will be computed and distributed to the church. People who are thinking of leaving us money will be assured that their money becomes an enduring asset, not an enduring distraction and temptation. Finally, I think it is very important that we behave in accordance with our values when we act as an institution. The 5-year plan formulated by the executive board is a vision of how we should behave as an institution, using our resources in accordance with our values. It really doesn't matter where our money comes from. What matters is how we spend it. I believe that we should use our annual budgeting process to fund major outreach opportunities, in addition to the collection plate outreach that we do every Sunday. According to the 5-year plan, next year will be the first year we can put outreach back in our annual budget. This church belongs to the whole congregation, not just the leadership and staff. Please help us conduct business in accordance with our values. Help us formulate a budget for next year that makes the best use of our resources. Help us leave this church in good financial shape for the benefit of our children and the future UUs of Nashua.